It's that time. We about to get busy. Oh, you're gonna love this. From your number one hit music station in Kano, 96.9 Cool FM. It's the 4Play Podcast.
All right, greetings, ladies and gentlemen. It is looking like it is yet another time for us to be gathered and get into the shenanigans. We are basically going to be talking about stuff that we will probably not talk a whole lot about with you on radio, courtesy of the 4Play Podcast, brought to you by Cool FM Kano. As for this episode, I am your host, Mr. Mega with the double G, and we've got a full house. Yo, 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 give it up for KO. He's in the
building. Yeah, I'm here.
Yo, Scarlett also in here. What's up?
I'm good.
And of course, the brother man who was missing the last time, we're converged. Talkie D Talkie, let's go.
Good to be back.
Let's jump right into it. Shout out to Megahertz for dropping by last week. Let's get it going. As for this week, we're trying to find out if there is a relationship between prostitution and hookupping. Excuse my French. So let's jump right into the conversation right quick. Let's even find out. Can we differentiate between prostituting and hookupping? Is there a difference? Is there something that we can say stands both apart?
Or would you
say
they're the same? It's just a professional term, though. I think prostitution sounds very professional. Like, it's written right there in the dictionary. But if we're looking for maybe street language, it would be something like a shower.
But you can find that in the dictionary as well.
You can find it somewhere in the dictionary, too. Is it the same? Is there a link? I would say there's definitely a link. But is it one and the same? No, I don't think so.
Oh boy, we have more questions. Yeah, let's see what KO thinks.
I don't think it's the same.
So hookup, basically, yeah. I'm trying to understand what hookup means because I was hoping someone would define it. But basically, you meet with this person, pretending that you guys are just hanging out. But at some point, you give the person money. The guy usually gives the girl money. Yeah, that's the way hookups work, right?
I want to believe so. Yes, KO.
If we're going to define hookup, hookup is like, you know what you're getting into. You already have agreed there's going to be some knacks involved.
Yes.
You know, and so you guys hook up and knack, but you get paid for it though.
Yeah.
But it's not like you walk into a hotel and picked up a girl and went in and you guys banged the ring. It's not like that. This one, you guys can even be sort of like friends though.
Okay.
You need to have a small relationship, you know, sit down and have a little chit chat before you get down, you know. So I think that's where the difference comes
from. Does that help?
Well, must there be money involved? That's the question I'm asking.
There has to be something that you give back. That's that's how hookup works.
Money, right? Or iPhone 13.
It could be iPhone 13. It could be a lovely date.
Yes.
It could be a hangout or something like, I don't know. But I'm thinking there has to be something to give back.
From the great talkies definition.
So if you don't give something at the end, what typically happens?
Wow. Yeah. That's like, what?
You took advantage of someone?
Friends with benefits.
So no issue, no big deal. She's cool with it if you don't give her money.
I mean, if you guys had a prior agreement,
really,
I want to
hook up, shout. You guys agreed that we are meeting up. There's going to be some knacks.
Yeah.
You can even agree on a price.
Oh,
I will take 10K. You know, times are hard now. Take 7.5.
Exactly.
You know, that kind of thing.
That's prostitution, actually.
It's a difference. What are you saying?
Prostitution is a shower. That's a different thing.
It's a different term.
A shower is fidget for prostitution.
Yeah, I agree.
Is in the word.
But hookup is not a shower walk now.
But you know, we're saying the same thing, honestly. If we say prostitution is... you see somebody and then you guys go have sex and then you pay the person. Hookup is kind of like the same thing. You might just go to a party, see a girl and be like, oh, can we hook up? And you guys might have like a conversation. The only thing that you might not have with a prostitute is a conversation, like a full blown out conversation and all. But with the girl you're going to, or the guy that you're going to do the hookup with, you guys might have a conversation, talk about stuff, and then before you know it, Daughter of Zion have all points, and then it goes down.
There has to be a vibe with hookup though. I think there has to be some small vibe with hookup. With a shower walk, there's no need for any vibe. Like, that's the business. I'm here to offer sex for money, or you know what I'm saying? But for hookup, there has to be like a small vibe, something on the background, you know, that you can maybe you guys can relate to it. You go to somebody's house or you get online, you guys meet, you begin to chat for some time, and then they invite you over. Sometimes you may not exactly have to spell it, like, come to my house, let's fuck. You don't exactly have to say it like that, but you know, it's like, when are you coming to my place? You know, after that kind of thing, you just not, this one I hook up with this. And expectedly, you are supposed to give something at the end of the day.
This is the 4Play Podcast.
Okay, so do you want to agree that anytime you have that conversation with someone, it is a hookup? Is that always going to be a hookup situation? I mean, you just see someone that you like, you vibe with, boom, it happens, and it just so happens that, you know, you're willing to part ways with some, you know, coins. Does that make that a hookup? Is that a hookup, would you say?
Well, see, if I went to a party, right, I met a girl, and then, I mean, I like the way she dances, and she kind of, like, digs me into, we're having a conversation, and then we decide to, you know what, exchange phone numbers, and I might invite her over tomorrow, or even that day, we hook up. I'm not going to go ahead and say that again, I shall. That's just hook up now.
Okay.
Yeah.
So since, you know, the lines are a bit blurred, well, what are the signs that a guy must be aware of? Because some guys may not know that it's a hookup situation. They may think that it's like a one-night stand. Because one-night stand is a thing. You can meet a girl, have great chemistry.
I don't like how you guys are now throwing these questions at me. It's not me, like, the hookup professional is here. No.
So, for anybody who can answer, how does a guy who thinks it's a one-night stand actually know it's a hookup? Because the guy may just think they have great chemistry and it's a one-night stand, because one-night stands do happen. And I'm glad we're having this conversation, because I remember when we had this podcast episode about, I think we were talking about one-night stands, and I was saying that the reason why people are more willing to do one-night stands is because they're actually hookups. Genius was like, oh, no, that's not the case, because we've gotten back to this. It's almost as if one-night stands don't exist. What really is happening on a one-night stand is actually a hookup. So how does a guy know it's not a one-night stand, it's actually a hookup? He has to pay her. And that vibe is not that she really likes him.
Are we saying one-night stands, you don't pay?
Oh my God, of course not. Because if you pay, then it's a hookup now.
Here's the thing. If you're willing to pay, there's nothing wrong in it, though. Let's not say one-night stand. If whether money is involved or not, it depends on you. If you feel like maybe you enjoyed whatever it is that went down, and you feel like, you know, let me just pay, assist her in a certain type of way.
Let's see. A lot of these things, all of these ideas, we take them from their abroad. If they say one night stand, there's no payment. People are not that poor there. So let's just say one night stands, you don't pay. How do you distinguish a one night stand from a hookup as a guy?
For me personally, I think it's in the conversation. Yes. Since you say they're not paying, Abby.
Of course.
So I will tell you, please, I need a one night. I just need a girl for the night. I am exhausted. I had a great time in the club with Detox. Detox was out here popping all them things. I just need someone to go to a certain place with, and then boom, we're done with. I think it's in the conversation.
Okay, so the first, you have to be explicit about it.
Of course.
I was about to ask, yes. Like, one night stands, what I understand with one night stands is you guys don't even talk about the sex. Like, you guys are just vibing, and then the next thing, you know, things are happening, and then boom, you guys have done it, and you wake up and you're like, okay, it was nice meeting you, and you know, and everybody goes their separate ways. But when you start having a conversation, oh, I need a girl that I can spend the night with,
what would you call that? That would be the hookup.
That's the question, Genius. That's the question you're answering now, that you have to make it, that the guy should make it clear.
Yeah, of course.
But the other question is, what about the girl? What if the guy thinks it's a one night stand, right? And the girl is expecting hookup. How does she make him know that I'm expecting pay at the end of the
like month? I said, if you don't have a conversation, if you just, like Scarlett said, I mean, we've gone past that time. Look, there are ways to communicate without even saying a word. So you don't have to literally, like, I'm just giving an example. Let's have a conversation. There's body language. Body language can do the talking. That, look, after this night, before it happens even, you guys know that, look, I might never see the Black Genius again. We're just gonna get this over and done with. That's on one hand. On the other hand, look, there will be no misconception if you guys talk about it. And I feel like you are safer that way because of this rape conversation.
Look, you are
in a better position to say what you want for.
I agree on the part of, you know, times have changed. You have to have this conversation so that somebody does not assume, oh, this, I didn't think this was where this was going. However, before times change, things like one night stand didn't need to have any conversation, because it will just spoil the flow. You know, you meet with somebody, you guys just catch on and you're like, how about we go back to my place? You know, that kind of, sometimes you don't even have to say it. I mean, like, you're coming to my place, Abi. And then you guys just go with the flow.
You're coming to my place, Abi, that time automatically
yeah,
means that
well,
we are,
you know, that's for sex. That's what it
kind of sells the idea.
Yeah.
Honestly, if you ask me.
Really?
Yeah, it sells the idea. Like,
why is it tough for me to think back to those days?
Yes, but you know, somebody can say they lay naked in your bed, but it didn't mean they wanted to have sex. So it's a bit complicated now.
Well, I have a question actually. Does one night stand, does it always include sex? Like, if you guys just go back, stay at home, vibe, drink,
one night.
Wait, now, we can vibe anywhere we are.
It's not one night stand though. If there is no ta-ta-ta-ta-ta, it's not
if
one night
is
stand.
Not involved now. Wow. Why can't we vibe where we met? We can just have the conversation and then we'll go there.
It's noisy. You need a quiet place, a nice place. You want to go back to your place. So just
we
chill,
need to have a
to
new word. We need to have a word for that. But I'm so sure it's not one night stand.
Wow. All right.
Yeah.
You're listening to the 4Play Podcast.
It's still the 4Play Podcast. You're vibing to the guys on Cool FM Kano. Check us out. Our website is www.coolfm.ng. I'm sure we've made reference to previous episodes on this episode. Just in case you want to go listen to those episodes, yo, jump on the website and check them out. And you can check us out on socials. We're on TikTok, IG, and Twitter at Cool FM Kano. Won't be a bad idea for you to also like our Facebook page, facebook.com/CoolFM Kano.
Yo. So, listen, am I the only one who is saying prostitution and hookup are two different things? They may be cousins, but they're not like siblings. They're not like one and the same.
Yes, here's my concern. I feel like the word prostitution has been abused. Let me use that. You think of a prostitute and the next thing you're thinking about a girl somewhere stopping a car.
Yes.
And dressed in one mini skirt. Shout out to Nollywood for helping us too in driving that message. That's the only time you say. So I wouldn't necessarily say they are the same, but I feel like hookup is a branded prostitution.
Like packaged. Well,
you know, Ditos, in this present, no, let me know if I'm talking to Ditos. Guys, in this day and age, it is even your business needs rebranding. If you continue to use an idea that is 10 years old, trust me, you'll not get customers in it. Now, in all honesty, I still feel like there are some prostitutes who do hookups. They are showers, according to Ditos. They are showers, but yes. Now they feel like you having to stand somewhere, someone comes and then there's this negotiating going on. No, we could make it.
Perhaps hookup pays even more than a shower.
Yes. I mean, I was on a Twitter space recently and I saw guys talking about how hookup has gone international. You do hookups in Dubai now. You got hookup. You meet in Nigeria and then you hook up in Dubai. So it got me thinking, it's a bigger business today. So that means there's a need for people to rebrand and then take it to the next level. But there's some people who still feel like that way, that prostitution of those days where you have a particular house.
Where you could just go take a hole.
That's the idea that's still there. But then again, people are shifting away. So it's still similar in lots of ways, but then again, slight differences.
So hookup is like the upgraded prostitution because you need money to be able to package yourself.
You know,
right?
And the thing about what I think about hookup is it makes you feel less guilty than prostitution. I mean, if you're a prostitute, it's like, oh man, this has to be the worst thing I'm doing. But if it's hookup, I think the guilt is not as
less
much.
Jets.
Yeah, it's not like you know.
I'm trying to tap into the minds of those who do the hookup. Like, what do you think about, like, okay, I just did it now. Yeah, I'm not a prostitute. Yay.
Yeah, yeah.
But let's
you are selling parts.
Let's look at it.
Hello,
this way.
What makes you different from the prostitute on the streets?
What exactly is the difference between people that do hookup and just like normal girls that just meet guys and then the guys start buying them stuff because they like them? Is there any difference? Because the hookup that we're now talking about now is you package yourself, you meet guys that have money, they fly you abroad, buy you expensive stuff, make you meet other people. Do you get?
It's something you're not mentioning
it's
yet.
It's kind of like the same thing.
Sex.
Well, yeah, but normal girls have sex with guys that like them and they give them money and buy them stuff.
Okay,
so
how about we label them as not knowing what they are doing?
What is that?
Look, it is important you label everything. Scarlett, if you know such guests, tell them that they are doing hookup, but they don't just want to accept it. But cut you on this podcast now, let them just accept it with your full chest. And then again, if you were to be in a relationship and you're still involved in something like that, does that still qualify as a hookup? Because I've seen situations where girls tell the guy, look, we got that. You're my boyfriend. I don't want you. Don't pay me. Don't make it look like you are. You know, you're paying for the sex. But the guy really, genuinely, just like Keo said, I mean, that's misconception. I just want to, maybe there's something that you need.
You need, yeah.
And then it so happened that, you know, the light shine on me. as we were getting down. I said, how is that even bad?
It's not hookup if you guys are dating now. If you guys are going out and you have sex and he decides to buy you an iPhone or... It's not hookup now. It's just doing...
I'm talking about the payment part. That doesn't...
It's not paying you after sex now. It's not like, say, we don't finish. Or take for the sex.
That's how hookup works. Like,
I mean, he's talking about, like, if you're dating, if that's what's happening in your relationship, it's not hookup. It's just normal relationship. The guy buys the girl stuff. They have sex.
Okay.
And all of that.
If he's inspired by it, Abby. If it's not something that happens all the time in the relationship, when it does happen, how does that make the girl feel?
So, like every time they have sex, he gives her money.
Yeah, something like that. What? Hook up on another like level. I'm a hook up in a relationship. There are so many variations of this
thing. I think there are variations to it, but yeah. I mean, that's like a standard kind of hookup. And there's not always an agreement as to... I mean, some of the things that make hookup and a shower work different is there's no... You don't always have to agree on an amount. Say, oh, I come to my place, 2 rounds for 5,000. Mm. Or if I do 1 round, you take this and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
There's no arrangement like that. Sometimes it's just a nice date. Sometimes it's just gift. You know, sometimes you even get by far more money than you even expect. So hookup is looking like a good deal.
We are there. How come guys are not doing it now?
But one thing I wonder about this, that term hookup, I feel like in the West where we adopt all these things from, it's not the same thing. It's not defined as, you know, getting money at the end of the day. And to me, the issue that I have with it is when it's not clearly defined. There are a lot of problems. I think that a lot of girls do this hookup thing and they kind of feel like it's an honorable hustle. That whole small girl with a big god kind of phenomenon. And so there's no shame in the game.
It's Cool FM Kano's 4Play Podcast.
The same way, if back in the day, because guys will always pay for sex. Women will always have sex with men for money. But back in the days when it was well defined, there was always, like Detox said, there was always that you know that what you were doing wasn't right. Mm. In this day and age, you can feel like it's kind of cool. You're even going out with the girl. If at the end of the day, it's just for sex, what are you taking her out for? Just take her straight to your room or your hotel and just have sex with her. And then the other thing is, if you're having sex with a prostitute, you know that this is her job. I mean, like, you'll probably be using, like, 6 condoms for Sheezy. And you know that there are certain things you won't do with a prostitute. You probably won't kiss her. But when is this hookup thing? There's just this illusion of, it's like she's dating me. It's like she really likes me. Maybe I can hit it raw. And then, man, this girl has been with, like, 20 other guys that month. The next thing you know, you're carrying one thing or the other. So,
and people even treat hookup, I mean, hookups people. I mean, how do I even classify
it? Hookuppers.
People treat them way better than if you picked up a prostitute. Yeah. Like you're saying, I mean, they said you could, it's like an entire weekend thing, treat her nice, do this and that.
Yeah, that's because, I feel like that's because the girls involved, right? Most of the girls involved that decide to do this particular job, if I should call it, the girls involved actually spend money to take care of themselves to look presentably enough for you to want to spend money on them. There are some girls that you see, the way they dress, the perfumes that they wear, how they look, how they walk, what they wear, how they literally talk, interact, you would want to feel like you know this person. There are men like that that just see girls like that are well packaged, pushed up, and they do take care of themselves. They go to the hospital, they check themselves. They also don't want to have diseases, so they check themselves too. They probably check the men that they sleep with. They are more precise about what they want than the lady that stand on the streets and just, you know,
flag down vehicles.
Yeah, 5,000. They take more care of themselves than those ones. They spend more money taking care of themselves. I don't know, it's just like an investment now. You take care of yourself, people are trusted, and then they give you money.
I mean, like I was saying, it's packaged. I mean, that's the advantage of the packaging. Just this example that Kiori is like, you feel like you're in a relationship with, there is the packaging. It's just so beautiful that, you know, you might not be able to resist.
So differentiate.
Thank you very much. It's very difficult. Now, do we feel like there's ever going to be a time when something else will come and slap hookup in the behind? Because right now, if you're prostituting with hookup, you'll be like, you still do a shower walk. You know, go relax. Come this way. Now, do we feel like a time will come when this will shift to something else? Or are we even there already?
Well, funny that you mentioned that, because I was going to say something. something about, you know, the conventional prostitutes. If I use like Port Harcourt for an example, as an example, when I was like maybe in secondary school, there were all these places that we knew as like the hub where you go and find them. Yeah. But as time started going by, those places stopped existing. The thing is, the thing started evolving to what we're now calling hookup. All those girls, they are on social media, they are packaging themselves well, they don't have to go and stand. So it's the same thing, but they've all rebranded themselves.
Facts.
So you don't really have those places where you have those. I don't know if there are many in like where we are, but in like places like PH, as far as I know, all those places died out. You don't really see those girls standing out there, but we know prostitution is going on, and it's in the form of hookup. So to answer your question, it's always evolving. Mm-hmm. Hookup will become stale. Maybe technology drives these things in some ways. You know, because if you think about it, it's like robots. But because if you think about it, if you look at back in the day when prostitution was a thing, people didn't even have phones, right?
Yes.
So you would have to go to that place to pick the girl up. That sort of thing. Now everybody has phones. Everybody has social media. It's all hookup. It's the same. So it will evolve. Yeah. Maybe robots.
Yeah. Fling that in there.
Damn.
Whoa, are you shocked? Like, that should happen, right?
Damn.
I mean, you don't need to have too much conversation.
Imagine robot need
iPhone 30 as
a direct. But that's the thing, though. A robot doesn't count because I feel like that transaction between man and woman paying for sex will always be there. So it's man and robot. That kind of defies it. So I don't know how it will change, but it probably will.
And shout out to you for being a part of the podcast. We want to thank you so much. Without you, we would not be here. So we appreciate you. Make sure that you are checking out all of the episodes and, of course, vibing. Yo, use the comment section. And by the way, you could actually download the podcast if you can't get to listen online. There is a provision for that on the website. The website, again, is www.coolfm.ng/Kano. Thank you, guys.
Yeah. They can hook up with us in the comment section and let us know if hookup is the same.
Are we collecting money or...
As prostitutes.
No,
yes, please. Come.
Bring your money.
5K per comment.
We'll see you some other time, all right? Be safe.
Be safe. Be safe.
1, 2, 3. Oh, yeah. It's the 4Play Podcast from your number one hit music station in Kano, 96.9 Cool FM.